up all night.
Welcome to Positively Unconstitutional. I'm your host, Phil Paz Derek. Today is January the 14th, 2012. As always, I want to thank my listeners, and I want to thank everyone who sends me emails every week. Even the patriotards out there who believe that they are sovereign and that I am intentionally leading people astray. I want to thank Darren Weeks for his great show every Saturday morning, and I want to invite and welcome all his listeners. The fact of the matter is that the change that's been going on in our legal system for the past 150 years, this change from the common law of the federal republics to the legislative democracy of our, I'm going to call it our quasi-country, the United States, this change has left a lot of gray areas in the law. Of course, anyone with a bit of common sense knows that something is seriously wrong. But the average guy can't put his finger on exactly what is wrong and how to fix it. The problem now, at least as I see it, is that there is just too much information available for anyone to digest all of it. Some of the information's correct. Some of the information's partially correct. And some of the information is purposefully placed as disinformation. And then some of it is styled as propaganda, and it's written on a premise with a bunch of half-truths. Now, since we all have this information that we can read, and some of the language seems straightforward, again, the major problem that people have is that they need to base their interpretations on a sound legal footing. And this is where most of the patriotard community falls short. Most of them have been indoctrinated in our public fool system, which teaches them nothing about our law here in the United States. Most U.S. citizens have no idea about any distinction between a de facto government and a de jure government. 99.9% of U.S. citizens have never even heard of Vattel, who wrote down and codified international law. Since they can draw no distinction between the statutory laws which enslave them and make it look like the government is kind of following the Constitution, but then we begin to see many deviations that seem to conflict directly with the Constitution. And we wonder, how is it that the government can do all these things? The answer, in my opinion, lies in the premise. In other words, the answer is in your status. It's the choice you've made concerning the state slash country that you're a citizen of. Again, it's the difference between the common law, the path to freedom and liberty, and the statutory law, the science of collectivism, and the enslavement of the masses by the self-appointed lawmakers of the British Accredited Registry. So let me give you an example. Here in Texas, a guy by the name of Joseph Stack, who was a self-employed 53-year-old software engineer, took it upon himself to read the IRS code. When he read it, it seemed clear to him that he was not a taxpayer as specified in the code. Now, I've read some of the IRS code, and it would seem that it does not apply to the average private sector worker, that it only applies to federal government employees or trades or businesses that do the majority, 90% of their work for the government. At least that's what it says on the face of it. We'll discuss this more when we come back to this group of our sponsors. You're listening to Positive Government.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, RBN listeners. By now, most of you have started stocking up on gold and silver to get you through the upcoming economic crisis, and that's good. You're ahead of the crowd. But when the dollar finally fails, as every paper currency in the history of the world has failed, and silver and gold prices are worth hundreds or even tens of thousands of dollars an ounce, do you really expect to be able to easily trade them for basic essentials? With precious metals prices soaring, now may be the time to take a look at copper. For thousands of years, copper was used daily for bartering in the marketplace, and we're guessing we'll need it again, and very soon. Visit AOCScopper.com, the nation's largest private producer of copper medallions, and browse our huge selection. Stock up now while you still have time. That's AOCScopper.com, and use promo code RBN to receive free shipping. Don't get stuck without a practical way to trade. Visit AOCScopper.com and get prepared today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Every day is the weekend. I stay up, so I sleep in. Every day there's a reason.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And before the break, I was trying to give you an example of a person. His name is Joseph Stack. He was a self-employed 53-year-old software engineer. And basically, bottom line, he flew his plane in protest into the IRS headquarters in Austin, Texas, and killed himself and one IRS employee as well. And, of course, like I said, he took it upon himself to read the IRS code. And if you read the IRS code, basically it tells you that the code only applies to government employees and trades or businesses. Trades or businesses are defined as those that do 90% or more of their business with the government. So on the face of it, it would look like that the average worker in America, and this was according to the author of the 16th Amendment way back in 1913 or whatever it was, it was not supposed to apply to the average person. It was only supposed to apply to federal government employees. But that's just on the face of it. And the premise that everyone seems to miss is the liability for taxes arises when we're naturalized as U.S. citizens. Again, the 14th Amendment says if you're subject to the jurisdiction of the United States, Section 1 of the 14th Amendment. So if you're subject to the jurisdiction, then voila, you're a taxpayer. So back to Joseph Stack for just a minute. He reads the rules and determines logically that he was not a taxpayer. That's not how the IRS sees it. The way they see it, all U.S. citizens and all U.S. residents are taxpayers. They come right out and say that you if you're a citizen of the United States and the state in which you reside. So today I'm going to call the show Information, Legends, Myths, and Disinformation. And I'm going to read you an IRS publication here so you can hear it straight from the horse's mouth. And, you know, it pretty much clearly states that everyone in the United States, whether a citizen or not, if you're a resident, it says you're a taxpayer. And you can look this up for yourself. I'll send the link to the show's producers for you, those of you who are good typists or quick on the keyboard. You can type this right into your URL. And the URL is www.irs.gov/pub/irs-drop/rr-07-22.pdf. All right. And again, I'll drop that over to the show's producer. If you're online, you can go to him and he can show you that. So here we go. And it starts out, look at Part 1, Section 7701, Definitions, 26 CFR 301.770-6A, Person. It says also see 6012, 7203, 7343, 26 CFR 1.6012-1A, la la la. Purpose. The Internal Revenue Service is aware that some taxpayers are claiming that they are not subject to federal income tax, or that their income is excluded from taxation because, one, the taxpayers have declared that they have rejected or renounced United States citizenship because the taxpayers are citizens exclusively of a state, sometimes characterized as a natural-born citizen of a sovereign state, or, two, the taxpayers claim they are not persons as identified by the Internal Revenue Code. These taxpayers often furnish Forms W-4 employees withholding allowance certificate to their employers on which the taxpayers claim excessive withholding allowances or claim complete exemption from withholding. Based on these Form W-4, federal income taxes are not withheld from wages paid. Alternatively, these taxpayers attempt to avoid their federal income tax liability by submitting a Form 4852 substitute for Form W-2 wage and tax statement and Form 1099-R distribution from pensions, annuities, retirement, or other profit-sharing plans, IRAs, insurance, contracts, etc., to the Internal Revenue Service with a zero on the line for the amount of wages received. These taxpayers often either fail to file returns or file returns showing no income and claiming a refund for any withheld income taxes. The service is also aware that some promoters, including return preparers, market a book, package, kit, or other materials that claim to show taxpayers how they can avoid paying income taxes based on these and other meritless arguments. This revenue ruling emphasizes the taxpayers, promoters, and return preparers that all U.S. citizens and residents are subject to federal income tax. Any argument that a taxpayer's income is excluded from taxation because, one, the taxpayer has rejected or renounced United States citizenship because the taxpayer is a citizen exclusively of a state, sometimes characterized as a quote-unquote natural-born citizen of a quote-unquote sovereign state, or the taxpayer is not a person as defined by the Internal Revenue Code and is therefore not subject to federal tax, has no merit and is frivolous. The service is committed to identifying taxpayers who attempt to avoid their federal tax obligation by taking frivolous positions. The service will take vigorous enforcement action against these taxpayers and against promoters and return preparers who assist taxpayers in taking these frivolous positions. Frivolous returns and other similar documents submitted to the service are processed through the service's Frivolous Returns Program. As part of this program, the service determines whether taxpayers who have taken frivolous positions have filed all required tax returns, computes the correct amount of tax and interest due, and determines whether civil or criminal penalties should apply. The service also determines whether civil or criminal penalties should apply to return preparers, promoters, and others who assist taxpayers in taking frivolous positions and recommends whether an injunction should be sought to halt these activities. Other information about frivolous tax positions is available on the service website at www.irs.gov. Issues. 1. Whether a taxpayer may avoid federal income tax liability by maintaining that the taxpayer is not a citizen of the United States and thus is not subject to the federal income tax laws. 2. Whether a taxpayer may avoid federal income tax liability by claiming the taxpayer is not a person as defined by the Internal Revenue Code and thus is not subject to the federal income tax. Facts. Taxpayer A claims to be exempt from federal income tax because, as a sovereign citizen of taxpayer A's state of residence, taxpayer A is not a citizen or resident of the United States and is not subject to federal tax laws. Taxpayer B claims the 14th Amendment, providing all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside, applies only to freed slaves and their descendants, and that all other persons are solely citizens of their state of residence. Now, Tom Woods, the scholar, and I'm leaving the text now, you know, he'll tell you that the 14th Amendment's not being used. Well, here it says that the IRS says that it applies to everybody. It doesn't just apply to the slaves. So all these patriotards out here, we think it doesn't. Listen, now taxpayer C claims not to be a United States citizen or a person subject to tax because taxpayer C has not requested, obtained, or exercised any privilege from an agency of government. Taxpayer D claims not to be a person or a taxpayer as defined by the Internal Revenue Code because taxpayer D is a freeborn and natural individual and not subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. The taxpayer often furnishes a Form W-4, Employees Withholding Allowance Certificate, to the employer on which the taxpayer claims excessive withholding allowances or claims complete exemption from withholding. Based on this Form W-4, federal income taxes are not withheld from wages paid. Alternatively, the taxpayer performs a substitute Form 4852 showing no wages received. The taxpayer that fails to file a return or files a return reporting zero income and claiming a refund for all taxes withheld. The taxpayer then contends the taxpayer is not covered by the federal tax laws and is not subject to the federal income tax because the taxpayer is not a citizen of the United States or the taxpayer is not a person as defined by the Internal Revenue Law. Then they go into law and analysis. It says here, citizenship. The 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution defines the basis for United States citizenship, stating that all persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. The 14th Amendment therefore establishes simultaneous state and federal citizenship. See United States versus Cruikshank. The same person may be at the same time a citizen of the United States and a citizen of the state. And it says, in regarding the slaughterhouse cases, 83 U.S., a man must reside within the state to make him a citizen of it, but it is only necessary that he should be born or naturalized in the United States to be a citizen of the Union. The 14th Amendment's granting of citizenship applies to all persons born or naturalized in the United States, regardless of race. See Bell versus the State of Maryland, Douglas J. concurring. The 14th Amendment also makes every person who is born here a citizen, and there is no second or third or fourth class of citizenship. Section 7701A9 of the Internal Revenue Code states that the term United States, when used in a geographical sense, includes only the state and the District of Columbia. We'll continue this when we come back from this word from our sponsors. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. And I'm reading from an IRS publication here. And I'll kind of back up a little bit. As I was saying before the break, the 14th Amendment almost also makes every person who is born here a citizen, and there is no second or third or fourth class of citizenship. It says Section 7701A9 of the Internal Revenue Code states that the term United States, when used in a geographical sense, includes only the states and the District of Columbia. Claims that individuals are not citizens of the United States, but are solely citizens of a sovereign state and not subject to federal taxation, have been uniformly rejected by the courts. See, for example, United States versus Hilgeford, 7th Circuit, 1993. And in parentheses, it says, in quotations, the defendant in this case apparently holds a sincere belief that he is a citizen of the mythical Indiana State Republic, and for that reason is an alien beyond the jurisdictional reach of federal courts. This belief is, of course, incorrect. End quotations. United States versus Girard, 8th Circuit, 1993. We reject appellant's contention that they are not citizens of the United States, but rather free citizens of the Republic of Minnesota, and consequently not subject to taxation, end quotations. In the case of O'Driscoll versus Internal Revenue Service, despite plaintiff's linguistic gymnastics, he is citizen of both the United States and Pennsylvania and liable for federal taxes. Similarly, the individual states are part of the United States, and income earned within them is fully subject to the United States taxation. See, for example, Solomon versus Commissioner, 1993, responding to an argument that all of petitioner's income was earned outside of the United States, the court held that petitioner attempts to argue an absurd proposition, essentially that the state of Illinois is not part of the United States. 2, definition of person. The Internal Revenue Code defines person and sets forth which persons are subject to federal taxes. Section 7701A14 defines taxpayer as any person subject to any internal revenue tax, and Section 7701A1 defines persons to include an individual, trust, estate, partnership, or corporation. Arguments that an individual is not a person within the meaning of the Internal Revenue Code have been uniformly rejected by the courts, as have arguments with respect to the term individual. See the United States versus Dawes. Overruled on other grounds. The contention that appellants are not taxpayers because they are free, born, white, preamble, sovereign, natural, individual, common law, de jure citizens of Kansas is frivolous. Individuals are persons under the Internal Revenue Code and thus subject to 26 U.S.C. In the case of United States versus Studley, in holding that an individual is a person under the Internal Revenue Code, the court noted this argument has been consistently and thoroughly rejected by every branch of the government for decades. Indeed, advancement of such utterly meritless arguments is now the basis for serious sanctions imposed on civil litigants who raise them. Courts have also uniformly rejected claims that a taxpayer is not a person subject to tax because the taxpayer did not request, obtain, or exercise any privileges of citizenship. See the case of Lovell versus the United States. And in quotations, it says, all individuals, natural or unnatural, must pay federal income tax on their wages, regardless of whether they received any privileges from the government. The next section is called holding. The 14th Amendment of the United States Constitution establishes simultaneous state and federal citizenship. Therefore, an individual cannot reject citizenship in the United States in favor of state citizenship, or otherwise claim not to be a citizen of the United States for the purpose of avoiding federal tax liability. Furthermore, income earned within a state of the United States by a United States citizen or resident is taxable under federal tax laws. Accordingly, taxpayer A and taxpayer B are subject to federal income tax liability because they are citizens of the United States and citizens of the state in which they reside. The term person, as used by the Internal Revenue Code, includes natural persons and individuals. Moreover, a taxpayer need not request, obtain, or exercise a privilege from any agency of the government to be a person within the meaning of the Internal Revenue Code. Therefore, taxpayer C and taxpayer D are subject to federal income tax liability. It goes on. The next section talks about civil and criminal penalties. The service will challenge the claims of individuals who improperly attempt to avoid or evade their federal tax liability. In addition to liability for the tax due plus statutory interest, taxpayers who fail to file valid returns or pay tax based on arguments that they are not citizens or persons as contemplated by the Internal Revenue Code and thus are not subject to federal tax face substantial civil and criminal penalties. Potentially applicable civil and criminal penalties include 1. The Section 6662 accuracy-related penalties, which are generally equal to 20% of the amount of the taxpayer should have paid. Section 6663, penalty for civil fraud, which is equal to 75% of the amount of the taxpayer would have paid. I'm trying to hurry on this. I don't expect everybody to catch every word, but when we get through, I want to discuss some of this. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional.
Every day is the weekend. I stay up, so I sleep in. Hey, every day.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. If you're out there, I hope you're reading along with what I'm saying, because I realize that I'm reading, you know, too fast for anybody. Well, maybe there are some people that can pick it up there. Personally, I don't have the auditory capabilities to do it. But my point here is, as we get into these penalties and such, you'll see that there's a continually theme in here of the way that they write these papers. Of half-truth. Everything is qualified with a word, and you have to always look for that adjective and always look for how they qualify it. And one of the ways they qualify it is with the word taxpayer. So you'll constantly see taxpayer, 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 taxpayer. And, of course, they want everyone to believe that everyone's a taxpayer. And, of course, nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, you hear it all the time. 40% of Americans are not taxpayers. You know, you hear Henry Reid, you know, on Capitol Hill say that, you know, taxes are voluntary. And yet the IRS issues this here, and it says that, you know, if you're a taxpayer, you know, everybody's a taxpayer. Every resident of the country is a taxpayer. Now, I know for a fact that railroad workers don't pay taxes. They have their own benefit programs, and they're not subject to withholding for Social Security because they have their own private pension. And so they don't pay taxes. So there's a lot of exceptions out there. But the government doesn't want you to know that. In fact, they're specifically telling you exactly the opposite. Now, I'm going to get through some of these words here as we go forward, but I want to keep going on here. Section 6662, accuracy-related penalties, which are generally 20%. Section 6663, penalty for civil fraud, 75% of the amount of tax owed, or the tax you should have paid. Section 607.2A, penalty of $5,000 for a frivolous tax return. Section 6702B, penalty of $5,000 for submitting a specified frivolous submission. Section 6651, additions to tax for failure to file a return, failure to pay the tax owed, and fraudulent failure to file a return. And so you see there's a recurring theme here over and over and over again, filing a frivolous return. Well, if you're not a taxpayer, why would you file a return at all? Okay? Why would you, you know, if you're a taxpayer, then fraudulent failure to file a return, failure to pay the tax owed, failure to file a return. Well, there's no law that says, you know, everybody has to file a return. It's only if you're a taxpayer. And, of course, they want everyone to think that everyone's a taxpayer. You know, this is the whole collectivism. And it says here there's a $25,000 penalty if the taxpayer makes a frivolous argument in United States tax court. So it says here, taxpayers relying on these frivolous positions also may face criminal prosecution under attempting to evade or defeat a tax, willful failure to file a return, making false statements on a return, persons, including return preparers who promote these frivolous positions, and those who assist taxpayers in claiming tax benefits based on frivolous positions. Oh, so then they have at the end the drafting information. This was authored by the Office of Associate Chief Counsel, Procedures and Administration, Administrative Provisions and Judicial Practice, 10th Division. For further information regarding this revenue ruling, contact that office at this number. So you can clearly see from this publication that all IRS officers are taught that everyone is subject to their jurisdiction, no matter what. But of course, this cannot be completely true. All I can really say for sure is that there are a lot of half-truths in this propaganda document, which is clearly meant to intimidate and to confuse. Why? Because I know there are thousands and thousands of expatriates who live outside the United States who aren't U.S. citizens and don't pay taxes. A lot of them are ex-military people who get Social Security. I know that the 14th Amendment is not public law in the United States, but I also know that Title 15 statutes at large, Chapter 249, pages 223 and 224, is public law, and it must be followed. The point here is these are the gray areas that I started out talking about that have been created by the legislative democracy under the color of law. Now, if you're not totally confused about what I'm saying, this is as clear as I can make it. If you notice in that paper, all the courts agree that you can't walk into court, and here's the word, claim. You can't claim to be a state national or a citizen of only the state. These are frivolous, patriotard legal positions. You can't just walk in and claim that you're a state citizen because you find it convenient to avoid paying taxes. Or as the collectivists would say, if you're unwilling to pay your fair share. But I have this on good authority that if you expatriate, and let me qualify that there are some rules now that make some expats taxpayers for 10 years, even if they go through the formal expatriation process. But usually this is for, you know, rich businessmen who are trying to get out of paying their taxes, or at least that's how the government sees it. But there is a formal expatriation process. It's been laid out by the government. And in fact, you can prove in a court of law that you're not a citizen. Then and only then can you remove your consent and become a non-taxpayer. So let's say that again in simple terms. Let me say it again. You can't walk into court and claim you're a state citizen. You're not. You're a citizen of the United States and the state that you reside in. That's the 14th Amendment. That's what it does. It puts you under the jurisdiction of the legislative democracy. That's not to say that the republics are not foreign countries to the United States, and that the republics don't still exist, no matter what they say about the myth of the Indiana State Republic. The point is, you can't claim to be a member of that. You have to prove things in court. You have to come with the proof. You got to come with the paperwork. You got to come. You got to show them that you've done the expatriation process. You can't just walk in there and go, hey, I'm free. Or, you know, you can't be like, you know, Thomas Woods, this scholar, who says, well, they're not using the 14th Amendment. Oh, it only applies to the black people. It was all set up for the Civil War to give the black status, and it doesn't apply to anybody. Even the author of the 14th Amendment said that he wanted it to apply to everybody equally. In other words, they wanted us all to be slaves. And that's exactly what's happened. All except those who have, as I pointed out last week, you know, where does this all start? It all starts when people stop taking responsibility for themselves. And they hand over that responsibility to government. I made the point earlier to a friend of mine. You know, I was watching the movie Goodfellas, the mob movie Goodfellas. And, you know, it just seemed to me that our government works exactly like the Don works in the movie. And what I'm talking about specifically is the scene where the restaurateur, you know, can't get paid. All the mobsters come into his restaurant, they live it up. You know, they buy thousands of dollars worth of drinks and food, and they put it on their tab, but he can't seem to collect any money from the mobsters. So he goes to the Don to ask him to help, to come in, you know, help him with his business. And the Don's like, are you sure you want my help in this? Oh, yeah, please, Don, come in. You know, he's no longer willing to take responsibility for running his own business. And so he brings in a hired hand to collect his money for him. But the hired hand has no interest in collecting his money. The Don simply goes ahead and runs up every credit that he can in the restaurant. He buys all the booze he can on credit, all the food he can on credit. He runs it right through the restaurant out the back door, sells it below his cost, pockets the money, never pays the bill. Then he burns down the restaurant for the insurance money. You know, the government's about to start burning the country down. You know, they've already, borrowed everything they can on credit. They've taken the money, they've used it to buy votes. And now, you know, there's no way out except to burn the place down for the insurance money. And, of course, you know, I'm speaking figuratively here, but what I'm thinking is they will burn the place down. It'll be a war. You know, you can only steal everybody's money around the world by issuing your bogus money for so long until, you know, enough people are starving out there that, you know, they'll take up guns and, you know, come over here. And, of course, you know, the Chinese, you know, are the poorest and, most abused country in the world. And of course, now we've given them our, you know, all our manufacturing capabilities, all our engineering capabilities. And so if a conventional war would come about, the Chinese just have so many people that they would undoubtedly win. You know, no matter how high tech you are, there's just too many bodies coming at you. Anyhow, So again, I mean, who do you believe? You know, people have been accusing me of spewing this state nationality as nonsense. And reading this from the IRS, I mean, you could refute everything I say, but you have to be very careful of who you're dealing with here. You know, the attorneys, the British Accredited Registry, well, they make a living off this. It's in their interest to promote this. You know, if you still believe that you live in a republic and you're free, then, you know, you need to take another look at, you know, what's going on around here. I mean, basically, you have unelected officials in government writing the laws. I mean, the Constitution says only all legislative powers are in the Congress. Only the Congress can write laws. How did we get the IRS code? Did the Congress write the IRS code? How about the EPA? How about the OSHA rules? How about all the executive agencies are out there, the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, etc., 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 etc.? Who wrote all those laws? Well, they were all written by the administrators of the executive agencies and were appointed by the president, who issued an executive order to set up those agencies. So you can see there's absolutely no separation of powers in the government. All legislative powers are not in the Congress. And of course, you know, if they're telling you that, if they're teaching you that in school, then flat out they're lying to you. But the language is so deceptive. You know, it's so deceiving. You know, the bottom line to this is that if you've ever filed a tax return, then you're a taxpayer. I mean, that's pretty simple to understand. Because if you look under the signature line on the tax return on your 1040, what's it say? Under penalty of perjury, I swear I'm a U.S. citizen, 14th Amendment citizen of the United States. If you sign that one time, guess what? You made a charitable donation. And yes, our government is a religion. You know, we're supposed to have separation of church and state. There is no such thing. It is the religion. You just got to look at it. Again, you know, this legal language is so evil and deceptive. It's hard to know what to believe. Again, bottom line, these people filed returns, or they filed W-4s, or somehow they brought themselves into the system. You know, this whole thing starts off with stating that people have filled out some of their paperwork, they filed a return. And that's the whole key to everything that I just read you from the IRS. Everything they say in there is absolutely true. If you went ahead and filed a 1040 and signed it under penalty of perjury one time, you're in the system, you're a taxpayer, you're liable for whatever they say you're liable for, unless you can go into court and prove with paperwork that's, you know, filed, recorded, that's notarized, and you got to have receipts that you've sent it to the government and that they've received it. They don't have to respond to it. What makes it the Bill of Rights when you go into the court is that you've documented it properly. You've gone through the correct process and procedure. Now, to figure out on your own how to do that, I don't know. And that's the only reason that, you know, I've told people to go to the State National Society, pay their minuscule fee. I've paid the $700, $50 fee to change my nationality. I've received, you know, all the paperwork and filed it up to a certain point. And now I just have so many entanglements that I can't file the rest without just, you know, abandoning anything that even resembles my life. And so I'm at a sticking point here that's going to take me a few years at least to resolve. But, you know, my plan is still, you know, at some point in the future to expatriate from the United States and to reclaim my de jure status. But everything you look at, you always have to look at it with a keen eye for all of these little words that they use that changes the meaning of everything. It changes the premise from which they're operating. And so, you know, as you go through that, I mean, just look at the evidence that they're holding in their hands. Oh, he filed a return. Boom. Taxpayer. You know, he put in a W-4. Boom. Taxpayer. You know? And, of course, a lot of these problems are complicated by the employers, you know, who are scared to death to have the IRS come in there and see what they're doing with their books. And so everybody, you know, has to fill this out. Or, of course, you can't get a job. And, of course, this is the implied threat of everything. And this was, of course, the entire basis that, you know, Wilson, you know, was taught was that, you know, they were going to implement this system And, you know, without being part of the system, then you couldn't earn a living. Without a Social Security number, you couldn't get a job. And that's their intent. And they just want to make it so hard to do it the right way, to live in the Republic, where, of course, there's no money anymore. I mean, you know, under current U.S. law, the Treasury of the United States is defined as the International Monetary Fund. And, of course, in 1921, they took the Treasury, they took all the gold. And, of course, they gave themselves a big profit by changing the value of the gold from $20 to $35 an ounce. And then, as I talked about last week, they gave that money to the Exchange Stabilization Fund. When we come back from this word for our sponsors, I'm going to start taking calls and callers. Give us a call. Let me know your thoughts. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional. I waste my time.
Your body is constantly fighting off the invaders in the way of bacteria, viruses, pathogens, and so forth. The colder weather is a winter wonderland for these guys. What you need to do all the time, but more so during this season, is to strengthen your immune system. And you can do it with Daniel Chapter 1's A and B Biotropins. Acidophilus and Bifidus from frozen human strain is your frontline defense to the invaders. For years, Daniel Chapter 1's customers have been using A and B Biotropins. They've found that they are so effective, it's common for them to do them regularly to keep their immune systems in tip-top shape. Protect yourself with A and B Biotropins. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. For a discount, use promo code 200A. That's promo code 200A.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
And welcome back to Positively Unconstitutional. I want to remind everybody that coming up at the noon hour is Todd McGreevy and Common Sense Revisited. With that said, take the first caller, Dean in New York. Dean, are you with me?
Hello?
Hello?
You're having problems with the phone system.
I hear you just fine. What's in your mind?
Hello?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind? What's in your mind? I hear you just fine. Go ahead and talk.
Oh, hi, Phil. How are you? Thanks for taking my call and joining your show. Had a question about kind of the issues you're talking about. There's a catch-22, whereas if you expatriate, you essentially become a ghost. Like you said, you're in the process of becoming an expatriate, but you have contractual obligations, so on and so forth, and then you're presented with the dilemma. There's no money in the real republic.
Exactly.
So, okay, so you know, how do we, what's your solution? What do you envision seeing? I'm probably like a lot of people listening. I haven't taken any steps. I'm just doing the research. I'm sort of doing the old Ben Franklin, you know, the pros and the cons. Do you stay within a very corrupt, evil system and just do the best that you can? Or do you, you know, step out of that and all of a sudden you've got nothing? And as I understood it, you could actually, if you went to Canada as an expatriate, you can come across the border and they can go, oh, yeah, you can't come into the United States anymore. And they can literally deny you access to the United States.
Well, I don't believe that's correct. And I've read law somewhere. I can't state the law off the top of my head. But it says that the government owes protection to all Americans, no matter their nationality, and residents of the several states have to be treated with the same protection as citizens. And so I don't see how they can do that. But of course, you know, the problem here is that there is no rule of law anymore. I mean, they've totally defeated the rule of law with their statutory legislations. And the legislation is so convoluted that they can make the words mean anything they want to. And no matter what argument they make, they can always make an argument against you that, you know, that mixes and matches different statutes. They've done a terrific job of enslaving us. There's no question about it.
Oh, I absolutely. And like you were saying about when you go into the system, into their court system, first of all, usually when you walk in, you have no standing. And that's a whole other issue, too.
Well, that's because it's a bankruptcy court. There's an administrator there. And typically, whenever you walk into it, you're not the creditor, you're the debtor. Those are the only two standings that you have in an administrative court under the bankruptcy anymore. You know it's a bankruptcy court because they only take Federal Reserve notes. They don't take lawful money of the United States.
It's based on trust law. It all comes down to trust law and understanding your role, because they usurp our authority as a... It all comes down to your estate, right? We all have a state, an estate, which means it can contain a number of trusts underneath it. Now, most people don't even know that. So when you go into court, they automatically assume that you're not the general executor of your own estate. I mean, that you're not in charge of it, that they're in charge of it, and that you relinquish.
Stay with me, Dean. We need to explain this to people. We got to go for break now. It's the end of the hour. You're listening to Positively Unconstitutional. We'll be right back after these messages.